Welcome to 180view.net. Please spread the word and remember to check back regularly for new material. So I get my mail the other day and one piece was from an organization which assists blind persons. And that got me thinking about random illnesses. Random meaning illnesses where lifestyle decisions, diet, exercise, smoking, played no role. My thought, why do we make the individual who is randomly assigned some flaw pick up the tab, given that the individual had zero control? Stop and think about this. It seems only fair to me that for those cases, society should pick up the tab. Now for clarity here, I'll refer to this proposal as the, quote, society plan. For those thinking this approach would increase their costs due to higher taxes, you missed the mark. Yes, Washington would be sending some of our tax dollars to doctors and hospitals to pay a bill, but you or your employer would no longer be writing out a massive check each month to an insurance company. Given that employers would no longer be cutting checks to the insurance company, employers could roll said money over to each employee's pay. All said, your overall yearly costs would decline as healthcare providers would be paid directly by Washington only for services performed and there's no middleman, meaning insurance companies are cut out of the picture. Now that I think about it, my guess is this is precisely why said approach hasn't been implemented. Fewer dollars would flow to the grifters. Therefore, the grifters' puppets in Washington would receive fewer campaign dollars and perks. For those concerned their doctor or hospital might take a pass on servicing said policy, fear not. The percentage of dollars spent under said plan would be so large, only niche doctors could afford to take a pass. Remember, said plan, that's singular, would cover everyone from birth to death for, quote, random illnesses. By the way, in case you're asking, what about predisposed blank blank? Well, if either as a child or adult, your behavior could have meaningfully contributed to the illness, example, ate crap, failed to exercise, you own the bill. Your parents ate crap, avoided exercise, so therefore you're susceptible to blank. Again, that's a family matter, therefore you own the bill. You ask, what about insurances for illnesses which are linked to poor choices one makes? You know, crappy diet, lack of exercise, smoking, drinking. Well, obviously, nothing prevents companies from starting up and offering plans to cover these self-inflicted illnesses. So anyone wishing to pay for a plan would be free to pick one up directly from said company. Now, a reminder, these, quote, individual plans would not need to cover many items given that the society plan already does. Therefore, the cost of these individual plans would be less than what people pay in premiums today. Also, the fact any individual plan one might purchase would have a premium based on one's level of physical fitness. Many people would no doubt be motivated to eat better and get off the sofa. So as the saying goes, a win-win. In closing, Americans' current focus on which entity, an employer, Obamacare, VA, Medicare, is involved in the billing is a distraction and a waste of time. Bottom line, we the citizens are picking up the tab. Americans' focus needs to be on lowering our costs, not which intermediary we are funneling our money through on its way to a doctor or hospital. Now, for those that think my proposal sounds like plans found in other countries, you missed the point. My focus is to separate random events from those we consciously and voluntarily elect to engage in. Translated, there's a financial cost to those who make poor decisions, think eating junk and avoiding exercise, and a reward, lower, quote, individual policy premiums, for those who make smart decisions. Now, unrelated to this MP3, yet important to never forget, life is a never-ending battle against nature. Wish to reduce the probability of having your ass handed to you come game day? Prepare for game day. Thanks for visiting 180view.net. Spread the word. And remember to check back regularly for new material.